Welcome to your Portal to God Dimensions and Dunes Vibrations podcast, bringing you unorthodox and controversial material you will not see or hear anywhere else in the world. I know you won't believe this, but I'm nearing 100 and speaking to you from a higher dimension. Please join me. As always, I have extremely important information to share with you that involves proof of major Vatican crimes and cover-ups and worldwide control. I sent a single illustration to the Godfather Pope in 2013, and he immediately resigned, and the new Pope changed several features from that illustration, demonstrating guilt and proving they know the brain is God. While everyone is distracted looking under the bus for red herring distraction, child sex abuse, the church is literally getting away with murder while controlling the world. This is far beyond child sex abuse, which is a deliberately orchestrated, despicable distraction. I have proof that blows open the door to an unprecedented level of organized crime and worldwide takeover. It's not China, it's not Russia, and it's not any political party. Those are also diversionary distractions. The Vatican is behind everything, and it's affecting your life every minute of every day. Do you think all this craziness started yesterday? It's been going on for many centuries. It's literally unbelievable and far stranger than fiction. BBC News reported that the UN has accused the Vatican of systematically adopting policies allowing priests to sexually abuse thousands of children. Is it possible to imagine that the Catholic Church has deliberately and systematically created sex abuse scandals as a distraction just for the purpose of diverting attention away from major criminal activities such as fraud, extortion, terrorism, racketeering, money laundering, and genocide, all for the purpose of worldwide control? How despicable is that? An individual priest's crime of child sex abuse, no matter how perverse, cannot be pinned on the Vatican. So it has been working perfectly as a planned diversion, similar to a planned demic. Here's a brief history of their crime. Tony Bushby published a three-part article series entitled The Criminal History of the Papacy, the history of how the Pope controlled major armies to rule the entire known world is shocking. I have already published the good parts as a series of blog posts. This plandemic wasn't to control you. You've been under their control for centuries. But now you're learning how to wake up to their fraud and that you are gods and they need to bring things back into control by eradicating the knowledge, your knowledge of many truths. It happened before and it's happening again. Here's how it happened, as if it were yesterday. But as I mentioned earlier, it's been going on for centuries. The ancients worshipped many things on earth as gods, superheroes and supervillains, but never a crucified superhero. They advanced to discover and dissect the awesome and mysterious human brain from which they got commands from their Lord God to tell them what to do. They wrote graphic novels, now given a fancy title by the church, Scripture, about what they found in the brain, an amazing superhero, a gateway to a universe of superheroes. They worshipped it, followed it, and called it Theos. The church removed the pictures, made their superhero a real man, and gave it the vague title of God. Why? Emperor Constantine was losing control of the people because they were waking up and following and obeying their own God-right brains to the exclusion of Constantine's executive order mandates. Sound familiar? Because they followed and obeyed their God-right brain, they lived in a higher dimension of energy, power, sovereignty, and total protection. Here's what Bishop Irenaeus, noted for his role in expanding the new fake Christianity, wrote. They proclaimed themselves to be perfect, so no one can be compared to them with respect to the immensity of their knowledge of power. They claim that they have achieved a height above all earthly control, and that they are free in every way, having nothing to fear. They say that cannot be captured, nor even seen by a judge. This really annoyed Constantine. They were out of control, and they should be. To take you away from your God-right brain and the higher dimensions of life it creates for you, to divert you away from your God-brain superhero universe and back down to Earth, worshiping and obeying Constantine, he fabricated a massive media promotion campaign of his own to try to confuse and divert the public. His media represented a fraudulent dimension of his own corrupt government, a fake universal Catholic Church with a fake infallible superhero Pope Papa Godfather as a one-for-one fake replacement or substitute or vicar or pontiff bridge that extensively copied, redefined, perverted, and replaced all known features and descriptions of the God-brain universe. Constantine's fake copy was a successful media attempt to confuse the public. Every single tiny media detail of the Catholic Church and its fake religion, all regalia, rituals, dogma, words and phrases, and well-known religious icons and symbols like Christ, Mary, Dove, Lamb, Baptism, Mass, etc., right down to the fringe on the Pope's waist sash, the hood behind his head, the bent cross, and the symbols on his mitre hat, right down to the form and alleged function of their fake communion wafer. And even Christmas has been copied, emulated, and perverted from the brain, skull, and truly mind-boggling, lost and worshipped, advanced God brain science. Even the very words Pope, Catholic, Church, Christianity, Bible, Rome, Vatican, Mass, Communion, and far more are perversions of their true, vital, and deliberately hidden meanings. Hence the term perverts. It is pure genius. No part of their fake religion, notably their fake God, is original or based in reality or history or spirituality or science. It's a monstrously fabricated ecosystem that has actually villainized spirituality as New Age heresy, as well as alienating science, claiming it is unable to explain their mysterious fake God. Of course, science cannot explain it. It's fake. Most importantly, they take us away from true God, its created higher life dimensions, and its protection and guidance and abundance. And the very basis of religion is having a protective God in each of us, but not with the fake Catholic Church, not with any earthly religion. Every word, every function, every advanced and hidden scientific feature, every belief, every physical and ancient God aspect of the human brain has been stolen, expropriated, outlawed, hidden, copied, perverted, and converted for control of the entire world, money, and other illegitimate purposes by the Vatican since their very beginnings. Their fake converted versions forced upon the public by executive order mandate under threat of illness, death, and damnation in hell forever. Bishop Irenaeus slyly turned it around on the original Christians, who did actually worship the brain, saying they copied the fake church and all its words and concepts, when in fact it was the other way around. The church copied them. To seal the deal, the church banned and alienated the many gods and goddesses concept and science itself as the enemy, and destroyed records and persecuted scientists. They even schemed to pretend to persecute the Knights Templar, who had worked with the church and who had amassed hundreds of tons of gold as the original creators of our modern banking system. After their fake persecutions, the Knights Templar switched up to call themselves Freemasons, who ultimately created the United States. Of the 45 presidents of the United States, 14, about one-third, are known to have been Freemasons, beginning with the first, George Washington, and most recently, the 38th, Gerald Ford, that we know of. They continue to be in league with the Vatican and the Pope, sharing those trillions of dollars and hundreds of tons of gold, despite the Pope publicly pretending to condemn the Freemasons. All of this continues to have extreme, dire, and devastating consequences for humanity. What did they take from humanity? Ancient man did not worship a man on a cross. They worshiped the awe-inspiring God-right brain and its generated higher dimensions of protection and life. The emperor, together with his new church, took away your God-right brain and your Christ, your connection to your God-right brain, and the higher dimension of life it creates for you, with its awesome protection and power to create and control your own heavenly reality. They diverted us by force away from our God-right brain unconsciousness and higher dimensions and permanently into our very dangerously insane man-left brain to and through the so-called Pope as the visible earthly substitute God-brains of the operation. Their operation, God's so-called substitute on earth, a totally fake substitute. At the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, the emperor, together with his new church, expropriated the Gnostic graphic novels, deleted the pictures, turned them into a gospel print media, and ran a fake media promotion to make them appear to be about a crucified God-man. Worship it or be crucified yourself, they said. They didn't have TV news media, so they hired and paid dozens, if not hundreds, of artists and engineers to produce a mountain of fake artwork and big golden churches. They had hundreds of tons of gold to do so, and still do. I hear there's 1,700 miles of tunnel containing that gold under the Vatican, as if it were yesterday. Because the church thinks in centuries, Constantine speeded up the people's conversion to his fraudulent Catholic Universal Dimension Church via mass exterminations and the threat of penalty of death and damnation. He simply had his governors issue fake executive orders telling people they would die if they didn't comply, put on the new religion to protect themselves from him, and follow like sheep. He was an evil genius, but the church was even more evil and cunning and took control, killed him, and destroyed all records of their fake origin and fake churches and fake artwork of a fake Christ and Mary and saints. Having done all that, the supervillain church then and now still reports to no one. That's absolute power, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, hidden by a front of old age innocence, piety, and goodwill. They even destroyed the records of having assassinated Constantine and records of how Constantine died. If you try to look up how Constantine died, there is absolutely no record. Your ruler, commander, tyrant is hidden in plain sight, the Pope. This is the trick.
This is the trick. This is a performance. Right here. This is why no one can detect his method. Total devotion to his art.
Anytime he's in public, anytime he goes out. It's unthinkable.
Not a self-sacrifice.
Brute force will never be as effective as deception.
And because the church at that time ruled the entire world universe officially as the worldwide government, later, governments had to pretend to separate church from state. Paraphrasing Vatican representative Reverend Thomas Rosica, if you refuse to join the church, you will burn in hell. Has no one noticed that this neatly echoes their ancient mafia protection racketeering, extortion, penalties of suffering and death, and hell on earth, and loss of their fake heaven. Doesn't this sound very much like obey, wear a mask, or die, or be punished? They're in cahoots with each other. Add their constant practice of brainwashing people into getting sick and dying because they keep saying, it's God's will, it's God's will. So it's okay to get sick and die because it's God's will. How is it possible no one in power or media knows all this? They do. It's all top secret. It's the only top secret. To discover, prove, and document all this and far beyond has required many years of mine of focused study and research with learning and retranslating Greek, Hebrew, and Latin and more. First from books, and later with the help of the internet. Ironically, 13 immersive years of Catholic school with 4 years of Latin pointed me in the right direction. Add science and engineering all through graduate school, PhD level research and development, and many years of consulting and reporting to top executives in science and engineering, solving impossible billion-dollar problems, that's billion with the B, followed by a doctorate degree in divinity and metaphysics. The time has come to stop turning a blind eye to their major crimes and cover-ups, and stop handing over carte blanche the bodies, minds, and souls of our children and the entire world to the Catholic Church. We need a lawyer as soon as possible to bring them under control, bring criminal charges, and negotiate worldwide damages for intentional personal injury of billions of people. What is so amazing is that we now have ironclad proof of all of this. Heaven is here on earth, darling, in real life, higher dimensions of life. And if you're not in heaven here and now, you're in hell. And that's not a good thing. You really need to see all the details and proof of everything in my books, especially Top Secrets of the Universe, which was 3 years in the making. Every one of its huge pages is a chapter in itself. And my newest book, How to Wake the Gods in You, is especially important as well. So that's it for today. Thank you all so very much for your love and supportiveness. Please be sure to visit my website at portaltogoddimensions.com. Explore its vast resources for rising to higher dimensions of life. See my books containing many years of Godsight and research. Also see the latest information, updates, and insights in my blog, forum, and portal feed at my website at portaltogoddimensions.com. That's portal, the number 2, God Dimensions with 1D, all one word, .com. portaltogoddimensions.com. Thanks again for joining me. To be continued.